Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
All of them, and they help me, and it's really nice.
Yeah. So, and when I understand it correctly, so you have really for each of the areas in the water, some counterpart we are talking, where you are able to talk or to ask questions. Yeah, so for the offense, someone else as the defense, maybe, defense or what.
Yeah. I think everyone needs to try to improve in all the areas, and it's when you try to improve, you try to watch the best, and if you have really good players on your team that you can ask things, and I think we don't need to be shy, and you need to try to talk with them or see it in the trainings, how they do it, how they do that, or watch film to try to improve.
Yeah. So, and then it's maybe, or my guess would be that it's also a benefit or an advantage when you have also outside of the pool a good relationship with the people, to have even a better connection in the water than during a game, maybe when it's really tight or whatever between the two of us.
It really helps to have a good friendship with your teammates, which it's everything goes more, I don't know how to say it, more fluent, everything goes better.
It's much more easier, not
exactly.
it seems to be easier then, so when you have a good relationship with the guys around you. So the other guys around you, you already mentioned the national team, so which is also a big part of Barceloneta, is also a big part then of the Spanish national team at the moment, at least. You already mentioned the Olympics in Paris, so if this really, let's say, beside the Champions League, one of the biggest achievements, biggest tournaments, and biggest things in the past.
Yeah, maybe winning the European Champions in January, maybe was the best moment because Spain had never won it before, and it was the first time in history that Spain won the European Champions. But from since I was a kid, my dream was to be in an Olympic Games, and to be able to go to the Paris Olympics, it was a really good experience for me. It was a dream come true, and we didn't have the result that we wanted, but I will never forget my first Olympics. Hopefully I can go to more. And it was a dream come true, and I would say it's my best moment because it was my dream, but also winning the European Champions was something special, really.
Yeah. So especially when you mentioned that Spain is not able to win it before, so that it was the first time you were able to win the European title. Yeah, at least from an atmosphere, around the pool or in the pool, it was then Paris another level.
Say it
that way.
So I think Olympics are another level.
So it was also only as a visitor, really great. So I didn't expect or imagine what it's for you as a player then, really be active part of that. Really great. Hopefully then the next Olympic Games coming up, 28 in Las Vegas, LA. So it's then the next big thing. Beside the Olympic Games and European Championship, the daily business is for you as a club or as a player, then the Champions League. So next week you're playing against Ferencváros, right? So that's the next game coming up. So what are your expectations on that? So
yeah, I think this year we are in a good position to qualify for Final Four. We won last week against Savona. Now we need to secure the qualification spot against Ferencváros, Oradea, and Savona. We need to take enough points to be able to qualify and to the Final Four. And this is our first objective. And we need to take enough points to be there, so we can be able to win the Champions League. And we about Ferencváros, I think now probably they have the best team in Europe. That they are probably the favorite one. More after the game we play in Budapest, where they destroyed us. But now we will see next week. We have another good game. It will be good to measure once again against them, to see if we improved in some aspects of the game, and to see how we arrived to the most important part of the season, the last part.
Yeah. So when you mentioned they destroyed you, so how hard is this kind of result then at the end, and how long do you take this with you the next day? Now or later, the next week, I don't know. So it's really individual then, from person to person, maybe.
I think the best thing you can do is to have it, don't let it go. Like, okay, it was a bad game. Like, try to interiorize the feelings that you got after the game, to see where you can improve, to take some motivation for the training sessions. And I think we all had it into our mind. It's not a big deal that you lose, but you need to try to. You should, it's not the end of the world if I speak correctly, but you need to try to see in which areas you play bad, so you lose, and try to improve as a team and also individually. Like every player needs to watch what they did. If they went with a correct approach, if they did what the coach did, everything. And I think it's good that it happens in a long season, mm-hmm. because it takes you to be in the moment to see where you can improve, because sometimes when the things are going good, you let some things go, and you don't try to improve or to be better in some areas. And I think to have a game like this can help everyone to get better.
Yeah. So at least when you have these kind of matches, yeah. So as you already mentioned, that it's then the only chance to really grow to get better based on these kind of games. Yeah. So result at the moment, it's not really the best one, but in this case, when you win all the games, it's fine with you, or it's okay, but you do not have really the chance to grow. But how these kind of analysis looks like after these kind of games? Yeah, so you mean okay, we need at least to see what was not so good, what was good, to go also out of these kind of analysis with the, let's say, positive feeling at the end. So that was not everything bad.
Yeah, I think there's different phases. Normally, when you finish a game, you talk with the players, like in the dinner and this, personal thoughts. But then we go to a process where we do film video, where we watch we didn't want to defend like this because they have these players, or it's better for us to play this way. We need to improve in the pressing, in the zone, we need to make them take a harder shot, and it's really a process that never stops, and it will never stop. Even if you win, someone will come and change how they play, so you will need to adapt to win them, because there's not a way to play that it's perfect. So the game is always in constant process to improve or to be different. I didn't say it's better or worse, but sometimes against a team it's better to do zone or more pressing, and because they do this or that. So it's a process that never stops, and it will never stop. And if you don't adapt, and you will get behind, and you need to be in constant process of talking, communication with the team, watching film, and this constant.
Yeah. So, and this is maybe also some hints and tips also for young water polo players, and then to be in a process, and each time also to review things and to think about previous games, really to have the chance to grow. Yeah. So, are there any let's say tips from your perspective for young water polo players where you say, okay, this needs to be in mind all the time for most of them?
Yeah, I think for first, like, every player needs to be I don't know how to say modest, like, or like true to himself, to see where they are good and where they can improve. Like, if you lie to yourself that you're good at everything, you will stay at where you are. And it's good to know, okay, in this part of the game, I need to improve. Like, maybe I'm good in attack, but I'm not really good center defender, or maybe I'm not a really good swimmer, and you need to try to see it. Maybe if you don't know it, try to talk with some experienced players. Like, here in Barceloneta, I told you it was really good because they are really close with you, so they approach to you. Maybe in some other players are in some other countries or places it's different. You need to approach to them, but I think this communication with this more experienced players and also coaches, like, to see where are your weak spots, to try to focus on them on the training sessions, and to improve. Maybe sometimes for me it was good at the start of the season to sit, take a paper pen, and to see which are my weak points. I write them, and also, like, write what things can I do to improve them, and what can I do every session. Like, sometimes you say, okay, I need to improve this, but you don't know that you don't do nothing. For me it worked. Like, I took a paper, took a pen, I wrote, I need to improve these five things, and what can I do to improve these five things? Okay, I can do in every training session this. I can ask to this guy this, and after the training, do this exercise or try this, and this helped me to be present on the moment to improve.
Yeah. So which is then also, Willa, by the way, the circle. Yeah. Also the circle of steady process or progress you mentioned before. Yeah. So it's also for you, for each player, then personally the case.
Yeah, and it's good because it's a circle of more experience to young ones, but also it's a really great atmosphere that the most experienced one, they don't want to stay with an idea, okay, we need to play like this, do this like this. They try also to improve, to see how the game evolves, because water polo from now, it changed so much from 2 years ago. It looks like other sport from 10 years ago, and probably and now there are changing rules, so in 2 years will be another sport. So it's good that everyone in the team have a mindset to evolve and to get better.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you mentioned the new rules. Yeah. So you have also to be able to adapt to new things. Yeah. So to new rules, then really to be also successful with the new rules after the changes. New rules. I don't want to talk so many about new rules. So it doesn't make sense at each time. So it's maybe then a recording for themselves. Yeah. So about new rules and maybe then we have to include or to invite some referees again. Yeah. So
yes.
So really a heavy discussion about rules. Unai, thanks for your time. And it was really a pleasure and to get all the interesting insights again, also from your personal point of view. Maybe we were able to also to give some young people a little bit more experienced things and ideas, and maybe we can influence someone to stay or to start with water polo then.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
All the best then for next week for your game against Ferencvaros. And hope to see you soon somewhere around Barceloneta. Yeah? So maybe we come back to Barcelona then.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.